Talking Leaves. Sequoia spent his early years hunting and fighting like most Cherokee warriors. But when he was still a young man, he hurt his leg badly. Because of this injury, he could no longer fight or hunt. But Sequoia was not a person who would sit idle. He wanted to learn some trade which would keep him active and busy. He went to a silversmith and requested him to train him. Being a good learner, he soon became skilled at working with silver. In a few years, Sequoia became famous as a craftsman. Many white hunters and traders came to him to buy silver articles, which they wanted to present as gifts to their wives and friends. These men admired Sequoia not only for his good workmanship, but also for his cleverness and honesty. Sequoia admired the white men too. He was particularly interested in the letters and newspapers they read. The white men told him that the letters and the newspapers they read came from places which were hundreds of miles away. The idea of sending messages on leaves of paper amazed Sequoia. This was because he didn't know how to read or write. Sequoia couldn't stop thinking about the letters and newspapers that the white man read. He called these talking leaves because they seemed to talk to people as clearly as voices did. Once he had asked a white man what the letters and newspapers contained. Sounds, the man had said after thinking about Sequoia's question for a while. Sounds, ideas, and words. If you know how to read, you can read them with your eyes, just as you can hear words with your ears if they were spoken. Sequoia had never heard of a rural tribe that had a written language, but how wonderful it would be to have a language that could be written down. If these chiefs could send talking leaves to one another, it would be almost as good as gathering for a meeting and talking about things. They could exchange ideas through talking leaves, even when it might be impossible for them to meet. These were the thoughts that came to Sequoia's mind. Sequoia started learning the white man's alphabet. Very soon, he learned all that he could learn about it. There were 26 marks in it. Each mark was shaped a little differently from the others. In 1809, Sequoia began to work out a system for writing down the Cherokee language. He listened very carefully to each sound that his friends made when they spoke. He did not let even a single sound escape his attention. Then he invented marks for all the sounds the Cherokees used when they spoke. He wrote these marks on pieces of bark. At last, Sequoia's alphabet was completed. There were 86 marks in it, but each mark stood for a whole syllable rather than a letter. Because his marks stood for syllables, his alphabet is now called a syllabary. It was the first syllabary ever invented by one man. The English alphabet took many hundreds of years to grow, but Sequoia, working all by himself, worked out a complete system of writing in just 12 years. When the syllabary was ready, Sequoia started teaching his daughter, Ahuyoka, to read. She was only 6 years old, but she learned the syllabary easily. She could soon read any message her father wrote using the syllabary. Sequoia was delighted. Now it was time to present his syllabary to the Cherokee people. He called in some of the village chiefs to explain his system of writing to them. "Speak now," Sequoia said to them. "Say what you will. I will make marks on the talking leaf. Then I will call in Ahuyoka, who is now in a place where she cannot hear us. She will look at the marks and tell you what you said." The chiefs agreed. They talked and watched while he made marks on the leaf. Then Sequoia called Ahuyoka. She took the leaf from her father's hand and looked at the marks on it. To the surprise of the chiefs, she repeated the words they had spoken earlier. The chiefs tested the game again and again. They found that the marks made by Sequoia always told what each person had said. There was no doubt that Sequoia was right. Ideas could speak from scraps of bark. At last, the oldest of the Shirokishi said to Sequoia, "Sequoia, you have done something wonderful. You should teach us all how to make these marks and to read them." It is said that the chiefs learned to read in just a few hours. They memorized enough of Sequoia's syllabary to read a story which she wrote out for them. They copied the whole syllabary and took it home with them. They went from house to house, making marks and explaining what they meant. The people stayed up all night learning how to make the marks and memorizing what they stood for. By the next morning, the whole village had learned the Shiroki syllabary. Knowledge of the syllabary spread to Shirokis in neighboring villages and in other states. Within 2 years, Shirokis everywhere were learning to read and write. In 1823, the chiefs of the tribe drew up a constitution for the Shirokis. Then the Shirokis started their own newspaper. They also began to print books for children. The elders of the tribe began to write down old songs and stories. For 1,000 years, their stories had been passed on by word of mouth. Now they could be written down and preserved forever. The Shirokis also wrote about old charms, prayers, and ways of curing sickness. They wanted to write down everything that was worth remembering. Sequoia became famous. In 1907, Oklahoma became the 46th state in the United States of America. The state was asked to send statues of two of its outstanding citizens to the Hall of Fame in Washington, D.C. Sequoia's statue was one of the two sent. Later, another tribute was paid to Sequoia. The giant redwood trees in California were named Sequoia trees in his honor. The Sequoia trees tower above other trees, just as the remarkable achievements of Sequoia tower above the achievements of ordinary men.